This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You know, I have been talking about the lack of diversification in the cannabis industry for years and years, and that I get sick of going to trade shows and just seeing men in suits, white men in suits. Well, I would have thought that by now it would be on the back burner of every company to strive to make changes, to have inclusion, to have black, Latinos, women. And a new report just came out, and joining us today, it's really sad, is a woman who shows that women and minority in cannabis, a new report shows that the diversity is absolutely delayed. Imagine, absolutely delayed. And I don't understand how and why, but it really is just horrible. And Janelle Holtzmeyer from MJ Biz Daily is with us. Janelle, what is going on? Please share with us, because when I saw this report, I just... Janelle, what's going on? Tell us about the results of this report.
Yeah, it's not at all what I expected. And thank you for having me today, Frankie. The big thing I think that what we're seeing is, well, I think it's a few things that we're seeing. One, we haven't found the magic bullet yet for what a social equity program looks like. A lot of the programs still, as I said in the report, a lot of it is still reliant on having lots and lots of cash. And while these economically disadvantaged communities that have been so hurt by the war on drugs don't have access to capital that white men in suits do, just through their networks. And women have said the same thing. So seeing the numbers as they've declined since the last time we did this report in 2019, women falling to 22.1%, minorities falling to 13.1% in ownership, or executives, my apologies, it's just stunning to me.
Beyond stunning, beyond stunning. So, the first report, tell us about the first report, which was published in 2017.
Yes, in 2017. So this was actually before I was with MJ Biz Daily. So my experience on that was that just basically reviewing it for going forward. But when we saw 2017 was really about a quarter of the women executives were women. And what we saw that correlates between both of these reports is that most of those women executives are in women-owned businesses. So it's definitely a network type thing. And what we saw then compared to now is that it was, while it's still a very young industry, we've started to see more of mainstream businesses, which are dominated by white men, in the executive positions. We're seeing that carry through and really supplant some of the women and minorities who have started to come in
the industry. So, Janelle, I'm just wondering, what do we have to do for an industry to understand the severity of this problem?
Can you expand on my question, Melinda?
Sure. This is a serious problem because if minorities, if Latinos, if blacks cannot be a part of this industry, and women, this is a bigger picture. How can this industry possibly expand?
So I think one of the things that we're thinking of is that there are so many barriers that have to be done through private organizations, which are popping up all over the place. We have to get investors on board, the people with the money who can help to create these programs and get people involved. There are some very interesting things going on. But at the same time, one of the problems that we have is that it's all inconsistent. I think what we need to do is we need to work towards building a national network. But this is just my personal speculation because everything is so uneven across the industry. We need to find what that answer is.
So tell us about the role that MJ Biz will take on this report and what will happen now.
Well, this is a report, like I said, that we've done every 2 years since 2017. Basically what we're trying to do is build that awareness and give kind of that unbiased perspective on how effective the programs that are in place are and provide kind of that groundwork for policymakers to see what's working and what's not. They're doing a lot of their research on their own, but that's difficult. There's just not a lot of consistent research out here in the industry yet. But the other piece is, and that we really wanted to incorporate into this report, is to provide that picture of how independent private organizations and people are trying to improve that access and provide that resource to participants who want to enter the industry. So that's where you get the initiative, which is a cannabis accelerator for women. You look at the New Leaf Project, which is focused on Oregon-based businesses that are minorities. By giving them access and trying to consolidate a resource for the industry.
I wonder, you have a big conference coming up. I wonder, will this be the buzz of the conference?
I know we are dedicating a lot of time to it. We have a women's panel, opportunities for women, as well as a panel on minority participation that this will be a big part of it, as well as networking events around that. So we'll definitely be talking about this throughout the events and bringing up these highlights or lowlights, if you will, from the report there.
And what about the role of Asian, Latinos, really reaching out? Is there some kind of an outreach program that the industry is trying to underwrite or support to get more diversification into the industry?
That's where these independent organizations have taken a role. There are still some issues within some of the legacy operators. We saw that in the survey with one of the questions that we asked where was open-ended, and we asked them what the biggest challenges were for increasing diversity. And we got more than one person who said there is no issue. So awareness is definitely still needed in many of the geographies, in many of the segments of the industry, because there still is this hardcore, there's no problem, we don't need to worry about diversity doesn't matter. In addition, I know you brought up MJ BizCon, which is in just 2 weeks now. We actively work to make sure that we provide diverse voices on the show floor, on the stages. We definitely want to make sure that those voices are heard and make sure that they are a part of the conversation as a whole. And I think that's a big step towards getting diversity improvement, is making sure that they have a voice.
Absolutely. So I would love for you to talk about the conference and what's happening at the conference this year, and who will be there, why this conference happens, because you guys have been the pioneers in this industry for a very long time, and you're really starting to spread your wings with this show. It's been so popular. It's in Vegas. I wish I could be coming. But unfortunately, I'm not making it this year. But I am going to get there one of these days. I really am, because I so want to be there. But when we come back, let's talk about that. And we will also talk a little bit more about what the numbers are in relation to just life. What are the numbers in the industry compared to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics with women and minorities? We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we'll be back in just a moment.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We're talking today to the editorial director for Biz for Women and Minority, not just this report, but for all of the reports from MJ Biz Daily. And Janelle, it's welcome back. It's such a pleasure to have you with us today. So, was there any good news from this report?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think the good news from the report is that we are seeing in some of the newer segments, once again, we're seeing women really get involved in the segments such as the testing lab and in the events and brand development. So a lot of the newer segments, they're really making inroads on, the ones that didn't exist early on in the industry. And by getting their foot in the door there, I think they'll be able to expand further into it. We're also seeing participation at the employee level. So it's a matter of talking to the executives that exist right now and seeing that they have an on-ramp to improving that pathway for careers. And the final piece that I think really is good news is that people are really starting to be aware of this. What we're seeing is in Colorado, where the participation at the executive level for women is pretty much the same, or is really close to what we see at the national level, or has been. What we're seeing is old OG states like Colorado and Washington really looking for ways to improve this oversight from when they started the industry. So we're building awareness. The question is, like I said before, really finding the magic bullets that help to increase access to the industry.
So, at this conference that's coming up, tell us about the conference and the history of the conference and who's coming and how it will be this year, where it's in Vegas.
Oh, everyone's coming. This is the 10th MJ BizCon, so we're making a big deal about how this is. We've been doing this for a decade, which is unimaginable in the cannabis industry. And when I say everyone's coming, what I really mean is that it's a broad swath of people who are coming. We're seeing people from every segment of the industry. We've got a full show floor of exhibitors from all different types of products. We've got a partnership with Hall of Flowers to give a Hall of Flowers experience. It really is going to be the event of the year. And we're talking about all aspects of the industry. As I mentioned earlier, we're having an Achieving Equity in Cannabis networking event where we'll be talking about a lot of the pieces from the minority segment of this report. We're having an Empowering in Women networking event that we'll talk about a lot of the data on the women part of this event and really try to build and give voices to a lot of these people. Our keynote speaker is Damon John of Shark Tank fame, and he'll be speaking on Friday of the event. really, there are very few topics that we don't touch on with our more than 100 speakers that we'll have over the 3 days, 4 days if you count the pre-cons, the forums on hemp science and finance. And it definitely will be the event to be at.
And how many people will be attending, roughly?
I don't have an exact number at the moment. They just closed our registration window for off-site, but we are tracking to be the pretty much the MJ BizCon of old. In 2019, which was the last time we had it live, we had around, I believe, 32,000 people.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Give us a rundown, if you would. I was just going to say, give us a rundown, if you would, of the number of exhibitors and speakers. And I mean, it sounds, having Damien there sounds so exciting, by the way, so exciting. Who doesn't love him? But this is an opportunity for businesses to really and truly connect with each other, for people to know what's going on, to find out the latest, because there's so much growth and development. And in 10 years that you've been doing this, I mean, you must just scratch your heads and say, look at how the industry has changed in these 10 years. What are some of the biggest changes for you?
Some of the biggest changes really are, well, how broad it is now. The first event that MJ BizCon had was in the first MJ BizCon was in the basement of an exhibit hall, basically. There were only a few hundred people here in Denver. They had the second event in Seattle at a racetrack. Now we have to take up two halls with the Las Vegas Convention Center. We have more than 1,000 exhibitors from vacuum pumps to makers of vape products. Across the board, we have more than 100 speakers from the old school Wanda James from Simply Pure, who comes to us to Chris Ball, who is a new entrant in Los Angeles, who came to us from the legacy market, who actually is a benefactor of a social equity program. He had a felony conviction for drug trafficking marijuana, and now he is a successful operator in Los Angeles. It runs the board. All of the big names will be there and participating, such as Cookies. Burner will be one of our speakers. To smaller operators, to give, like I said, that really broad voice for who this industry really is.
I'm so happy to hear that because, you know, I've been doing the show for so many years now, and I try to stress the power of what this industry and how it can enhance this country, not just environmentally, because the way in which the hemp plant is harvested and what it can do industrially, financially, medicinally. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And we can see from the work of Israel and Spain how successful it has really been. And this has been so great chatting with you and talking to you. I'd love for you to come back and give us a full report after the show and find out what was happening and find out if people were talking about lack of diversity at the show and all of that. That would be a really great segment, Janelle. And give us the website, please.
You can find everything at mjbizdaily.com. We have our reports there. You can also go and get more details on the conference at mjbizcon.com. And really, it's everything is there, this report plus more.
Thank you so much, Janelle. What a pleasure. And we will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Your love for real now. stressed out or anxious, take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us today. But I'm so excited because Alex Mazin is the founder of Buds Goods and Provisions. And the locations, for those of you listening on our home station, WCRN, Worcester, is there in Worcester, Abington, and coming very soon to Watertown. And he was raised right in Worcester and got his degrees from Babson College. And before entering the cannabis space in 2014, he spent nearly a decade as a strategic management consultant in the life sciences for a top-tier consulting firm and Fortune 100 company. And he has a mission, and I'm going to let everyone hear it from Alex's own mouth, what his mission is. Alex, congratulations on your recent award from the Netkin show, but welcome to the program, and tell us what your mission is.
Sure. Thank you, Frankie, for having me on the radio. The mission of Buds Goods is really to build a New England cannabis brand that's recognized on a national stage. I think cannabis and the West Coast are very synonymous, and, you know, as the industry continues to flourish and bloom here in New England and in Massachusetts, we want to make sure that we're building a brand that's synonymous with New Englanders, just like so many other brands that have come out of New England on all other products like Cape Cod chips and Nantucket nectars. We really want to build a New England cannabis brand that's recognized by all.
And you're also trying to shift the world by their understanding of cannabis. And I love that you're doing that and the pricing and all of that. We have so much to talk about, but why cannabis? Why did this become your passion?
I mean, at the end of the day, the truthful answer is I'm an avid cannabis user, and I've been using it for over a decade personally myself, and I connect to the plant, and I think it does really amazing things. And for those people who know that experience can relate. But I also am a true entrepreneur at heart, and when you combine passion and entrepreneurship, I think that's a key to success, and ultimately, being a part of history and moving the needle of history is a very exciting place to be. And so the combination of all those things, it's really a question of how could you not be a part of this?
Right. We had on an accountant who runs this cannabis accounting firm. And he was saying that if people understood what you all have to pay, and the numbers are just outrageous for security alone, for the safe rooms, for the training, for all of the things that you have to endure, this is not a quick, rich opportunity, although you can make money.
Yeah. I mean, the money is not the driver here. Because if it was, I wouldn't be driving. Our goal as a business is to break even every month at best. I think in addition to all of the high costs of building and construction and operation, you know, the high costs of obtaining licensing and going through the regulatory process, but then there's even something greater and more difficult, which is the tax code of 280E, which for those of you that don't know what that means is cannabis companies are not allowed to take standard deductions. We're not able to deduct rent. We're not able to deduct marketing expenses. We're not able to deduct salaries. And so that's really where it becomes very challenging. So most businesses, when they make profits, they start spending those profits before they have to pay their taxes, so they pay less in taxes. For cannabis companies, when they spend profits, they still owe the taxes, and they don't get to write anything off. So that really is what makes it financially challenging. And as you pointed out, Frankie, it can't be about the money. If it's solely about the money, you will fail and you will be disappointed, and you really have to be cautious and strategic on how you spend the dollars and how you ultimately, you know, drive the business.
So, Alex, this is the question. Why is this, and have you all formed a coalition to fight this? Because to me, it's cannabis shops are the answer for communities. The money that they're bringing in will be supporting educational ventures and all kinds of things. It's great for the environment. It's great. It's a win-win situation. And I don't understand why you're so heavily penalized by owning a business. I think it's outrageous. Plus, you have banking problems. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, Alex.
I mean, I think what you're really alluding to is the problem in general, which is the federal government that continues to keep this illegal, right? Like, the same argument is made, like, why is this still illegal? Why are we still incarcerating people for this? Why are we still penalizing cannabis users and consumers? And it's all the way through. So, you know, yes, there are many coalitions that are fighting this effort on the state level, on the federal level. We're all fighting, but at the end of the day, the federal government is this archaic machine that moves very slowly. And the truthful answer is they're getting more tax dollars than if we were a normal company. So now you have to convince the government to almost lose in their revenues to help the industry, which my argument would be by allowing us to operate as a normal business, this industry would grow faster and thus produce higher revenues and thus producing higher taxes as a long-term investment. But short-term, these government officials only think about the quick dollar, and they are, once they get these tax revenues, it's hard for them to let it go because they spend money before they even receive money. So, you know, it's hard to take away money once it's in circulation of spend, right?
Sure.
That's the issue with our government.
Absolutely. So what I love about your story is that you are doing some unique properties, and you were is it true that you were born in Russia?
I was. My family and I immigrated in 1990 to the United States.
Wow. Great story, Alex. What a wonderful story. You're bringing tremendous information. You're educating people. And you also have this unique idea about the shops. And so tell us about the three shops right now. The one in Worcester. Begin with Worcester.
Sure. I think, you know, taking a step back, this industry, really very few operators push the boundaries of creativity and fun. And so as we approach this, it was really important for us to make it fun for the cannabis consumer and the customer. And so every store of ours has a theme and is on brand. Our brand is what I define modern Americana. It's a little bit old school with new school flair. In Worcester, our play on is of that classic American diner. For those of you in Worcester, you know, we're right next to the Gold Star Diner, a very famous establishment for many, many years in the city. And so that was really the inspiration behind the first design of Worcester. Our second store, which is in Abington, is really a play on of like an old school movie theater. And so
yes,
we're just really trying to connect nostalgia with modern design.
I love it. I love it. Give us a website. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back
sure.
with Alex and his amazing stories. Go ahead. Give us the website.
Yeah. Our website is budsgoods.com, BUDSGOODS. .com. So budsgoods.com. Please check us out.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyers. Stay tuned.
What's the sign? My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us, we've been talking to Alex Mazin, who's a millennial, founder, CEO of three sites in Massachusetts, Buds, Goods, and Provisions, and it was named Best New England Cannabis Company. You're selling your products cheaper than your competitors. You're bringing innovation and creative differences to your locations. And so Abington is like an old movie theater?
Yeah, it was really meant to be played off of, like, you know, almost a movie theater from the 60s that you can imagine with, you know, cylindrical glass check-in windows and, you know, movie posters. And we have a lot of sports memorabilia throughout the space and movie tickets. So you really have to see it to fully understand it. But that was the driving inspiration behind that location.
And the new location that's coming to Watertown,
yes.
What's that going to be?
So that location is the only marijuana retail store that's located in a residential, in the same building as residential apartment units. So it's a brand new building that was built on Pleasant Street in Watertown, over by the Waltham side of Watertown. And we're really excited to have our retail store right there on the Charles River. And the inspiration behind it was really to make it Bud's house. So when you come in, you'll be on the porch. When you check in, pass the check-in, you'll walk into the pantry where we feature all of the edibles and consumables. Following from the pantry, you walk into the library, which is where we feature the flower and the concentrate. And then ultimately, you walk into the grand room, which is where the purchase counters are and the sales associates to check you out. So it really is a submersive experience into Bud's house.
How fun is that? I can't believe you've created all of these environments, Alex. I want people to understand, not only is it extremely difficult to get a license in a state, in a city, or a town, but then you have to go through the zoning, and then you have to, I mean, the rebuild. I can't tell people the amount of money and time and energy that it takes to get this going.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I think that's the biggest challenge is walking that line of regulation, what is allowed and what isn't allowed, and pushing those boundaries within those limitations. And so I think when you go to many dispensaries, a lot of it is lawyers' interpretation of regulations. So you're mostly walking into an environment that's been created by a lawyer who needs to get the approvals for their clients. When it comes to us, we're always pushing back on the lawyers and saying, well, what if we did this? What if we did that? And so ultimately, you know, we're walking this line of compliance, but also innovative. And I think what drives that is that the industry is so challenging and it is so competitive and it is so controlled that we want to have some fun throughout this journey. And the design and the decor is where we get a little bit of fun in this whole endeavor.
And I bet the people that are coming are also excited to have such a creative environment to shop in and to have this experience in.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the goal we want for customers to feel is, you know, proud that that is their dispensary, right? Just like you have your pharmacy that you go to, you have your grocery store that you go to, you have your liquor store that you go to, I want you to feel proud to go to Bud's, and I want customers to say, that's my dispensary that I go to. That's where I do my shopping. And you know, it would be no different than if an Apple store were to open in Worcester. You know, how proud would people be in Worcester to have an Apple store? Obviously, that's a simple example, but really that's the goal, is to create an environment that's constantly fun to go to. Because I think at the end of the day, one of the things we're seeing is consumer behavior is changing. So consumers used to be, cannabis buyers used to sort of buy once a month, you know, when their person would come to their house. But now we see these customers coming in frequently, at least once a week, So for them, you know, it's an experience every time. Every time they come to buy cannabis, it's fun and exciting, and they're always like, you know, it's almost like, especially during a time like COVID where most people aren't going out, this is like that one little fun thing you might do during the week, which is not only buy cannabis, which is fun in and of itself, but to shop in a very cool environment.
So do you have plans for the 4th, 5th, 6th shops coming soon?
I wish. I mean, ultimately in Massachusetts, the regulations only allow us to have 3 retail stores here in the Commonwealth. So that's our limiting factor. So unfortunately, I'm not sure if we'll be able to open more stores in Massachusetts anytime soon, but we are starting to look at other New England states to expand our brand and our retail footprint. We've gotten a lot of interest from other companies around the country who absolutely love our brand and the retail experience that we've created, that want to take that and bring it to new markets. So right now we're at the stage of figuring out exactly where our next step will be once we get Watertown open. But, you know, I would never want to just stop. I'm having too much fun. And if I can build, like I said, my mission is to really build a brand that's recognized on a national level. So, you know, by only having 3 stores, I don't think we'll accomplish that. So we definitely have to keep moving.
Alex, we're almost out of time, so give us the best websites where people can find out more about you and Bud's Goods and Provisions, Worcester,
sure.
Abington, and coming soon to Watertown.
So our website is budsgoods.com, BUDSGOODS.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Alex, for stopping by and chatting with us and talking about how important the local shops are, and you're building the piece of the story. Thank you so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile. Tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Smile.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and your host, Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.